My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about 7 podcasting hacks for 2021. So I'll go first. Podcasting is getting bigger and bigger. Neil and I talk about all the cool stuff happening. I mean, Apple's doing stuff, Spotify's doing stuff, right? Yeah, it's just super exciting. So the first podcasting hack is actually taking a deeper look into your analytics and looking at using a tool like Chartable, looking at your retention. So your different cohorts, how your each cohort is retaining. So you want to know that you're actually improving your show and you actually have good quality content. That's one piece of the analytics around Chartable. But the other piece is their demographic reporting is enhanced. And I actually really like it because looking at this podcast, our demographic is actually way higher. We're above average for high income earners, right? And so that's good for me to know because if we ever wanted to do more advertising on this podcast, we can just say, hey, look at our demographics. Like our average listener is way above average and thus you should pay us higher CPMs. So I'm just saying, look at the numbers to help guide you more, but also podcast analytics right now are so limited that using a tool like Chartable will give you an unfair advantage over other people.
Another hack that we use all the time is whenever you release a podcast episode, send out an email blast or push notification, or you can do it once a week or once a month. You can pick the frequency. It's a simple way to get a ton more views. But on top of that, it's an easy way to climb the charts because in your email blast, you can also ask people to rate, review, and the more ratings and the reviews you get, the higher you'll climb in the iTunes store or the Google Play store, which will naturally cause more downloads.
Yep. Number 3, do whatever you can to get more reviews. If it means incentivizing people to or throwing a contest to get more reviews, that might be good, right? And so what you could do, as an example, this podcast, we could give away free copies of Marketing School Pro, which is $300 or $600 a year, and say, hey, we're giving away a couple, or hey, we'll give you a shout out. So you can try different ways to get more ratings and reviews, because at the end of the day, it shows relevancy. And also at the same time, it's helpful for people to say, hey, do they want to subscribe or not, right? I find that when we're getting more ratings and reviews, usually we hover around number four, number five in all of Apple for marketing. Sometimes we'll move up to number three. So by the way, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. It helps us grow. Go for it, Neil.
Number four, we did a contest and it was a great way that helped us get to 1 million listens a month. So, and you don't have to optimize for 1 million listens. It could be 10,000. It could be 100,000. You can either give something away. We did an in-person event, but consider doing a contest. And all you have to do is once you hit a certain listen number, you're giving something away. As I mentioned, we did the in-person conference and we threw it for free, all for people who helped review, share, and push out our podcast. And a lot of people did. And it was great. I highly recommend doing that. Don't set your targets too high. Pick something that's feasible that works for you, depending on where you are in your podcast lifecycle.
Number five, podcast ads. So what I mean by that is going onto other podcasts. So if Neil and I were to set aside a chunk of money to go advertise on other marketing related podcasts, they would do a read for us, probably a mid-roll. You probably want to do a mid-roll because that's where people are most engaged and mid-rolls are more expensive that way. Because when it's a pre or a post-roll, it's really easy to skip through. If you do that and you have someone that's powerful and the influencer in your space, that's going to be helpful because it's you have someone that's giving you a vote of confidence. And so Jordan Harbinger, he does this for his podcast, The Jordan Harbinger Show, and he gets millions of downloads a month. And he spends, you know, we're talking 40, 50, 60 grand a month just on podcast advertising, just to get the word out. Because it makes sense. If you have an email list, go see if you can sponsor other email lists. If you're trying to grow your podcast, go sponsor another podcast.
Number six, join a podcast network. There's a lot of networks out there. Like we tested joining the entrepreneur.com network, where they'll drive you downloads and you drive them downloads. So it's a win-win situation. It's free. You don't have to spend money on it. You just got to go find networks out there. And there's a lot of different podcast networks depending on the sector you're in. You can just Google from. And in many cases, they'll also help you get advertisers and take a cut of your ad revenue. They'll require you to promote other podcasts, but they'll also promote yours. And it's an easy way to just get your download numbers higher.
Number seven, last but not least, this is not necessarily a fit for everyone, but there's a reason why you have Spotify and Apple, Patreon or Supercast. You have a lot of these different podcast subscription services out there where you can charge $5, $10, $15, $20 a month for a premium podcast. And Apple's made it really easy. I know for us, at least 82% of our downloads come from Apple, and they've really kind of enhanced what they're doing. So there's a big trend moving towards the creator economy. Facebook's doing it. Everyone's looking at it now. How do they compensate creators better or give them more tools to enable them? If you have a good volume of downloads, you can add additional kind of side income there. Yeah, just take a look at what other interesting podcasts are doing. I think Waking Up by Sam Harris is a really good example of someone that does podcast subscriptions well. But just keep in mind, he has a lot of volume coming in, so he's probably going to make good money each month. So that is it for today. Don't forget to go to marketingschool.io/live. That's L-I-V-E to learn about our live event. It's a founder peer group, September 19th to 22nd. And we will catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badeda. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.